Okay. Simon Tov Kuf Samach Aleph Sifei Raboisa. Hoye Hoylech Vebo Yerushalayim, Hoylech Vebo. Is the last halacha in page 74. Hoye Hoylech Vebo Yerushalayim, Hoylech Vebo. So we spoke about the short brief halacha with regards to Yerushalayim, which we didn't mention yesterday. We're just going to finish that off because it is important. Somebody goes in and out of Yerushalayim constantly. In, out, in, out, in, out. So the halacha is, Hoylech Vebo Yerushalayim, Hoylech Vebo. Toich Shloshim Yoim Eino Kiriyake Echot Acher. Within 30 days, you do one tearing, and no more. After 30 days, you do it again. So Abba said, the halacha is as follows. Within 30 days, so if you tore once, because you went near the Kosel, you saw the Kosel? So if you go a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, up to 30 days, no need to tear again. And if within the 30 days you go in again, then the counting starts again. And etc. etc. If you miss the 30 days, if you go up to 31 days, you see yourself out by the coastal again, you have to tear again. And that will last you for another 30 days. So the halacha is every 30 days. Okay. That's that. I want to point out your question over here. They speak about the chayalim. So the army, the soldiers. You mentioned about going in the back of the. I was inspired by your question. Yeah. What about the chayalim, the soldiers that have to go behind the coastal?
For
security reasons. Soldiers going behind. What do you say? Soldiers allowed to. Israeli soldiers. Rabbi Yisai, whether you're Zionistic or not, I don't care. We've got to be grateful. We've got to be grateful for those men that are putting their lives up. No, I think that they're great. No, so we want to know if they.
I think they put non-Jewish people there.
Do they?
I think so. Yeah.
Duzim.
Yeah, or even because it was incident a few months or a few years ago. One police was died.
Oh, really?
Jewish, yeah.
Oh, really? Well, do you put the Arabs there? So they should. Really? There's not so many Arabs in the army.
Duzim.
Okay.
Mishmar Agul is not so there. Actually, it's team
Mishmar Agul. Okay, interesting. Abu Yisai, he brings down over here in the names of a few Abonim and Poiskim that because there's a Pikuach Nefesh element in it, I'm just quoting what he says over here in Shalot Uchuvot Or Letzion. Which was the Abitzin Abba Shaul, very great, very, very great Svaditam Gon Unrov. He says that you should go to Tovel beforehand, and then although they may be too much missed, but he says you should shave his hair like a Tommy would do, and then he would he can go up there to Abayis because it's Bekoach Nefesh, it's Tzoras Nefoshes. So that's what he passed. Very interesting chiddush. I wasn't aware of this. I thought that generally we don't matter, but he brings over here may kill him. Now one more final question before we proceed with Simon Tov from Samach Beis, and that's going to the coastal Rabbi Yisai. There's a whole sefer which has recently been printed about halachas going to the coastal. Very interesting halachas and minhagim about the coastal. Now, question is: can you touch the stones of the coastal? Some people refrain from touching the stones of the coastal. Is this good, not good, clever, stupid? Why did they do that? They do it for the following reason. They do it because there's a rule that bia b'miktas mikri bia, that if you do a slight entering into the Mokam HaMikdash, that's also considered entering. So not only when you fully enter, we said now that entering the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which is past the coastal, behind the coastal, that if you were to walk there, that is certainly also, certainly. Now the coastal wall, according to most opinions, is the external wall of the Har Habayis. So the question is tunnel tour. So which one are you referring to? Which tunnel tour are you referring to?
The one that goes all the way around and then comes out the outer portal. You know, the one that comes.
I don't know that one. Another one that I, you know, the one which is the one by the coastal, literally goes.
Yeah,
I don't know where that one goes. The one that I'm familiar with is the one that stays clearly outside the boundaries of the Arabis. Now, the point is that if you there's an opinion that if you touch something slightly, be a b'miktas, if you enter a little bit, that would be considered entering completely. Now, based on that, if you touch it, there's areas which go up. There's certain indentations and certain, the wall is not much straight. So if you were to touch like this a little bit, inevitably you may argue that it's considered be open mikzas, a slight entering, a very slight entering. But you've entered a little bit within the area, within the, how should you call it? You've entered a little bit the space of the habayis. Bia b'miktsas mikri bia. You've entered a little bit. You could argue you've entered a little bit. It's considered you've entered completely. Therefore, we'll be also do that. That's why some people refrain from touching some gedolim were makbid. Reb Shlomo Zalman said that he was born and brought up in Yerushalayim, and he never seen people being makbid on that until more recently. So that's what we call a modern chumrah. It's one of those that Dan Lopin would have called. No, Meshugat, I would have called that the, I don't know, the modern
Hezbollah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so you'd call it the modern chumrah. So again, there are people who are makbid, but I think it's true to say that the straightforward consensus of the mainstream poskim allow touching the stones of the coastal. Okay. Let's just start a bit. Simon Tov Kuf Samach Bais. Tov Kuf. Yeah. Somebody asking?
Does the Mishnebuna say anything about this?
No. Remember, the Mishnebuna was never in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know if he was familiar with his actual question. He never went to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to, and he tried at the end of his days to get to Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. For his retirement, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He never made it. He never made it because Chaim Oizer convinced him not to go away. And then the famous story goes, he'd packed, the Chofetz Chaim wants to go to Yerushalayim. He wants to spend his last days of his life in Eretz Yisrael. And then some of his Talmidim said that, you can't go. He said, why not? I'm anyway not really, my mind is not fully, it's not the same anymore. I'm going a bit old. He was like in his 90s. So I can't think so. I can't pass them so much anymore. So I'm not such a help to the Eden over here anyway. I'm not that sharp and that clear as I was. What's the point of staying here? I might as well go to Eretz Yisrael. And then I believe Rav Chanan Wasserman, one of his prime Talmidim, said, do you know, it's like you've got a grandfather by the Shabbos table. What happens when there's a grandfather by the Shabbos table? What happens to the children? Do they tend to behave better or worse? I don't know. They get spoiled. And do they sit nicer or less? Or less so? They're much nicer, right? When a father-in-law or a father, when a grandparent is there, children tend much better. So it's like this. What Chofetz Chaim says that when you're a bit like the grandfather of Klal Yisrael, a bit like the Zayd of Klal Yisrael. As long as you're around, there's going to be certain Yidden are going to be, people are careful with Shabbos, people are careful with Lashon Hara, people are more careful. Though the actual presence is helping. Forget about the fact that you can't pass them so well anymore, you're not the leader as you used to be, that's what they said, they only wanted to. But at the end of the day, your presence helps the level, the Ramah of the Yidden over here. So that's why, therefore, he stayed behind, he didn't go. So that's, anyway, how do we get to this? Because Gideon wanted to know, why doesn't speak about it? No, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't go into that shaila. Yeah. Reb Gideon, you are careful not to touch the stones?
Yes, but I don't know if I should be.
No, so I think Chazon Ish was makbid as well. There's definitely room to be machmir. I don't know, if you're machmir until now, then I'll be honest with you, I also never touched. But I'm just quoting Reb Shlomo Zalman. So those who put kvetach inside, it would be the same question that some people, if you put kvetach inside it, you're inevitably going to touch the stones. Yeah. Okay, Rabbosai, we're just a little bit touching the halacha of Din Kabbalah's Tainus. Rabbosai, Kabbalah's Tainus is an important halacha because there is a concept of fasting We're moving on, Abayis. We've now completed the halachas of Haroye, Ore Yud, Yushnaim. We've spoken extensively about the Zeichel Achoven halachas. Now comes various halachas with regards to making a Kabbalah's Tainus. Now, Kabbalah's Tainus goes like this. There is the commonly accepted fast days, such as Shavuos of Tammuz, such as Asavot Tevus, Tzom Gedalia, what else is there? Yeah, Tana says. So those Tanaisim, even Tanas Bechoyres is a Tanas which are commonly accepted. Those Tanaisim don't need to be accepted. I don't have to say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Because everybody's fasting. All the males over Bar Mitzvah are going to fast. So you don't have to accept the fast day. However, if somebody decides, I need to fast tomorrow because I want to fast, so then it's only going to be considered halachically a fast day and not just a diet. It's going to be considered a halachic fast day if you're accepting the fast in advance. That's called a Kabbalah's Tainus. You've got to accept before the fast that you're accepting the next day as a fast day. That's called Kabbalah's Tainus. More on this tomorrow. We've got to understand the concept of the idea of accepting a Tainus. Now, that's what Kabbalah's Tainus is all about, and we'll be talking more about this in Mitzvah next week. Kol Tainus Shelo Shokol of Chamo. Just going to start with this. Any fast day Shelo Shokol of Chamo, which you didn't complete. Any fast which you broke the fast before it got dark. Tainus Shelo Shlimut Tzitzik Kechovim. Any fast that you broke before it was Nacht. Tainus Shiro Gimus Kechovim Beinini. That the three bright stars, middle side stars. Or you've got a strong moon for Torah Eretz and shines on the ground. Any fast that you break before it gets dark is not considered a fast day. So do not I'm going to fast today, and then you're fasting, and then before it gets properly dark, okay, we'll call it a day. No. If you break the fast before it gets dark, you have not considered halachically, you have not fasted a day. That's it for this evening, Abayisai, and we're now hearing some good. Okay, shkar.